You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Relax, the podcast. I'm Colleen Ballinger here with Eric Stockland, my husband. And if there's one thing we want today, it's relaxed.
You seem relaxed.
Very not.
I'm okay.
You are?
I'm great.
Oh my God, that's great.
I'm setting that intention for myself.
Oh, I love that.
It's finally jorts weather out here in sunny Southern California, yeah. AKA romper weather. The rompers are back, I see.
No, it's
Is that a fresh one?
Genuinely my least favorite time of year. People talk about like seasonal depression, how they get depressed.
You get to wear these every day now. I'm sure you have one in every color, love.
I do. Listen. People talk about seasonal depression like, when it gets cold out, Christmas time, the holidays, like I get depressed every year. Like that's very common. I'm like that with the summer. Like when it gets hot, it's over for me. Like I'm like, I am sad. I don't like the heat.
Why live here?
Well, I think there's heat pretty much almost everywhere, I feel.
Right. But like seasonally. Uh-huh. Here it's kind of hot all the time.
No, it's not.
Yeah, t-shirt and shorts on Christmas. But now it's getting hot.
Yeah, I'm talking about like hot.
Talking about like 80s and above.
Yeah, that's too much.
It is.
Anyway, but I'm not here to complain.
No, thank you.
We're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
What needs to relax for you today, love?
We had a funny moment the other night where that I want to confess on our podcast.
Okay.
Where you walked in here into this room and I had made myself a little dinner and I was watching The Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
And you thought it was the funniest thing ever.
What?
You were like, what? There was no laughter. So defensive.
No, but I didn't think it was funny.
You didn't say it was the funniest thing ever. You were surprised by it.
Yes, I was.
You were aghast. Yeah. You were like, what's going on?
Right.
You're watching the first Hunger Games movie.
Right. I was
and surprised. And I said to you that like, I kind of just wanted to throw something on and I had never seen it, and Hunger Games had completely missed me culturally. I was aware of it. I was aware that when the books came out, every girl I knew, her purse was weighted down by this giant book, and it was one of the Hunger Games books. I was aware when like the movies came out, but I never knew anything about them. I never read them or watched them, and had kind of ran out of stuff to watch, and then saw that they were in one of the streaming apps. And was like, oh, I've heard about this so much in pop culture. I'll throw that on.
Right.
And you then confessed to me that this was one of the very few books that you have read in real life.
Yeah, back in the day when I used to read.
Loved.
Yeah, I loved The Hunger Games. I loved the book.
Like everybody else back then.
Yeah, I read all the books. I loved the first book. I didn't love the other books. And I did like the first movie. I think I only saw it once, like in the theaters, and then I don't think I ever watched it again. And I did not like the second movie, and I don't think I watched movies past that. I think I just watched the first one, second one, and was not happy with it. I moved on. Sorry.
I'm looking about when the books first came out.
Okay.
And it says the first book came out in September of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me, because you keep hearing about it in pop culture, how more relevant it seems today,
yeah,
than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I watched it. It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty predictable, maybe because I'd heard so much about, you know what I mean? It's just out there in the air, what goes on in that movie or whatever. Okay. It was pretty good.
Well, I'm giggling I'm not mad at all. I'm giggling because you said it was pretty predictable, but the whole time you're like, wait, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? What's going to happen? Can you tell me what's going to happen?
Well, I just knew that they her character arc. I knew what her character arc would be. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But seeing all this stuff in the, it's so funny how relevant it is today when you see like the people in the Capitol, mm-hmm, and the people not in the Capitol.
Right.
When you see that kind of class disparity, and then you look today and you see the people in the Mar-a-Lago ballroom and what their faces look like, or even last night, which is something we'll get to, was the Oscars, and it was like them going to like the Vanity Fair after party or whatever, mm-hmm, was all over social media, and I thought of was Hunger Games Capitol.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, once you read The Hunger Games or see the movie, I feel like then every award show, that's all I think every award show, I'm like, oh.
Like these people are like, they're serving looks, you know what I mean?
And
like,
and they are, they look cool, they look great, but it's like, but at the same in my time, head, it's like, I'm just oh, there's going people like, who can't pay rent and there's people who can't eat.
Right.
And this, you're spending that, all that on that. That's, it's a little ouchy.
These crazy
in
fashion.
The brains. Yeah. Yeah. You did. So you liked the movie kind of, it was like a okay-ish experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was, the movie's fine. I really did love that first book.
I wonder if it's a different experience reading the book and letting it be its own thing in your mind.
Of course it is. I feel like that's always the situation,
yeah,
right?
Well, of course it is. But yeah, I'm saying it probably.
It was wonderful.
This one probably hits harder as a book in your mind. Filling in,
I couldn't put it down. Like the first book, I remember reading, and like
you must have gotten jacked. Those books look like they're 30 pounds.
I don't know. I don't think I was walking around with it reading like Belle. I was just like sitting in my bed.
You weren't like holding it up, going page by page.
Yeah, no. I think I just read it sitting down places. But I really loved it, and also the Twilight series. Love the Twilight series, girl. It was around the same time, I think, like maybe a little before, I can't remember, but I loved the Twilight series.
As
and
a,
I love
as a
the
book
Hunger
or
Games.
As a movie, you liked the movies too?
The movies are horrific.
Okay, yeah.
In a good way, question mark. Like, I feel like now you can watch them and laugh. They're pretty bad. I mean, I haven't watched all the Twilight movies. I've definitely saw the first one and was like, oof.
Yeah.
And but the book was incredible. That one to me, Twilight was more of like, when you say every girl had it in her purse, Twilight to me was more the book that was like for girls. Hunger Games didn't feel like it was, I mean, maybe it was only girls who read it, but I didn't feel like it when I was reading it, that it was like a girl book. Twilight felt like a little romance kind of novel, weird thing, but I loved Twilight and I loved Hunger Games so much. Those are good books. But movies, I thought Hunger Games was pretty good.
Yeah. It's just crazy. I mean, I don't know. F billionaires. And
I was shocked
faces.
To see you watching it, though. I walked in and I was like, what's going on? Because whenever I walk in, you're in here at night, you're watching something, but it's usually something I have
current.
No idea what it is. And if it's not current, it's like a very famous director that you love and you've seen the movie 100 times kind of thing. And it's usually something with like, it's usually something that you can't see it unless all the lights are off, because the way the cinematography is like just blackness on the screen and the light. So you have to have all the lights off in the house in order to like,
to see what I'm watching,
slightly see what you're watching.
That's the, well,
and
that's,
everyone's
take
kind
that up
of
with the key grip, man. Take that up with the key grip. That's not me.
I think that's a cinematographer issue and a,
yeah.
And everyone's kind of talking like this. So it almost sounds like ASMR. Like
some sort of accent.
Some sort of accent, and everyone's talking under their breath a little bit. That's usually what you're watching. So anyway.
Well, speaking of movies.
Okay.
Last night, your favorite night of the year.
Yes.
Oscar night.
You know, it's funny. Last night in particular was one of my favorite nights that's ever I've ever experienced. Uh-huh. Just in general, but go on.
Because the Oscars were on.
Because the Oscars were on.
And you love movies.
Yes.
And you love the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And you were so excited when what won Best Picture?
Hunger Games.
It wasn't the Hunger Games. That I don't think they qualified for this year's Oscars. But the movie won Battle
Down.
One Battle
Down.
Down after another.
One Battle Down after another.
Won Best Picture.
Okay.
And you loved that movie because it was about
battling each other.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite actor? What's your favorite performance from that movie?
I really like
a lot of famous actors in that movie.
Lenny Kravitz and
it was Lenny Kravitz in Hunger Games. That shocked me.
Was he in Hunger Games? I don't know why my mind thought Lenny Kravitz. I guess
because he's in Hunger Games.
He is.
Yes, he's like the stylist. He's the one that comes up with the dress, with the fire dress,
oh
when
God,
she comes
so
in with like
funny.
The really good
that.
Special effects where her dress is on fire.
That's so funny. Well, he was great in the what was it called? The Brigade?
In one battle after another.
Battle.
Yeah. He was pretty great, but he didn't, Lenny Kravitz, but he didn't win Best Actor.
Best Costume Design.
No, Best Actor last night went to...
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
No, not nominated this year.
Oh, okay. Who did it go to?
Michael...
Keaton.
Michael B.
Jones.
Michael B. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Got the J right. Michael B. Jordan.
We've been through this. That is a basketball player.
Michael Jordan is. Michael B. Jordan is Best Actor.
Great. Good for him.
For the movie?
Basket player. Ball player.
Oh, gosh.
Basketball.
He beat out Toyota Chevrolet.
There's a person named Toyota Chevrolet.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after his press tour there, I guess the Oscar voters must have been a little bit turned off. I don't know when they had to vote.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder, comments. Are the Oscar voters swayed by stuff like that?
I don't know.
After his little remarks about opera and whatnot.
And Best Actress, of course, went to, everyone knew she was going to win, Jesse J. Ferguson for the movie Ham.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich. speaking, of course, of Jesse Buckley in Hamnet.
Uh-huh. Hamlet.
Hamnet.
Hamnet? Why would you need a net for ham?
I want me to explain it to you?
A ham net.
Hamnet is a name. It's one word.
Okay.
And it's who Hamlet, the play, is based
that
on.
That cannot be true.
It is.
You're joking.
It's really sad.
Hamnet.
Yeah.
So Shakespeare was like, let me think. I can't use their real names.
Oof,
Hamnet.
Digging a
I'll
hole
say
deeper.
Hamlet.
No, Shakespeare had a son named Hamnet, and he died very young. And to deal with his grief of that loss and of his wife's loss of their child, he wrote Hamlet.
But why the one letter change? That's like going like when you're...
Because you have to see the film.
It's like when I'm talking to my kids and I'm like... What rhymes with bath time? I'll be like, it's smath time. Like Hamnet, Hamlet. Sorry, yeah. It's sad though. I'm not trying to be insensitive to the sadness of the film. So it's about Shakespeare losing his son.
Yeah, and coming up with his wife's grief and dealing with that and coming up with Hamlet as part of it.
Is Hamlet the to be or not to be?
It is. You can finish the speech. We're here. We got time.
That's all I know. That's the question. And I saw that actor do that monologue somewhere and it was really good.
Yeah.
Which actor was that? What's his name?
Oh, what is his name? You did that thing to my brain where like when you forget the name.
He was in that dragon series that, oh my God, I can't.
He's in Fleabag. He's the priest in Fleabag.
I don't know what that means. He was in the, oh my God, Hunger Games. Oh my God.
Not everything is Hunger Games.
What is that show called? That's the most famous TV show in the world on HBO.
Game of Thrones?
Yes. Oh my God. I couldn't think
and
of it.
He wasn't in Game of Thrones.
Yes, he was.
Andrew Scott is not in, is his name. And no, he's not in Game of Thrones.
I've seen him in Game of Thrones for sure.
He wasn't in Game
he's
of Thrones.
He's in Game of Thrones. He's look at his IMDb.
Oh, he's going to be in the new season of The Comeback. That's
look
cool.
Look at him right now on Game of Thrones. Look it up. I swear to God, I saw him on Game of Thrones.
He's great.
He's in Game of Thrones.
He did the show called Ripley.
Wait, love, no,
about
you're
the talented
really,
Mr. Ripley
wait, I have to
on
know
Netflix,
now.
And it's
what's
fantastic if you haven't seen it.
What's
recommend. Andrew Scott.
Andrew Scott? He's not on Game of Thrones?
No.
Yes, I think he is. Andrew.
I mean, he's a fantastic Scott. Irish actor, so I mean, it makes sense, but like that he would be, but he wasn't.
I think you're gaslighting me.
I'm not. Who did he play in Game of Thrones?
I don't know. What have I seen him in? I've only seen Game of Thrones.
Well, Game of Thrones, like, to be fair, is all like Caucasian brunette.
Oh,
Irish or
wait.
Englishman.
Maybe I saw him in Sherlock.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, to be or not to be.
How did I get Sherlock and
question.
Game of Thrones mixed up? He's great in Sherlock. Anyway, I saw like on social media him doing the to be or not to be monologue. And it was the first time I've heard that monologue a billion times. Obviously, everyone quotes it and it's like just something that people perform all the time. It was the first time I think in my life where I was like, I understand every single word he's saying.
Yeah.
Like Shakespeare is something that I think is so incredible and amazing. And I just feel so stupid because I don't understand it. And I want to so bad. I want to be part of the cool kids club where smart people like get it, like you, and like understand it all. And I hear it and I'm like, I feel like I'm watching someone speak another language and it's really hard for me to understand. And I try really hard because I want to seem cool.
I thought that my whole life too. And then in college, I took a Shakespeare acting class and I was like, oh, this is magic if you can say this in a way that makes sense today, you know what I mean, to people's brains today.
Yeah.
And discovering that was life-changing for me. And the way he does it, with the way this Andrew Scott guy does that, it's like, it's exactly how I would want to do it.
Yeah. So you're saying you're just as good as him?
No.
You are.
Never.
I took a Shakespeare class as well my senior year in high school because I wanted to understand it and it made me more confused.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, what's this pentameter, iambic pentameter, mm-hmm. lines on in between? There's a rhythm. I'm a musician.
Yeah.
I'll get that. No, still made no sense.
Yeah, I liked to learn all that stuff and then forget it because like I was saying before, it's more, to me, it was more about like making it, it's if you're acting, you want it to make it be real. So it has to be real to you. So you kind of just, yeah.
Right.
However it comes out of you in a real way.
Well, I've never
way.
Understood any of it until that guy from not Game of Thrones, but from Sherlock. Mm-hmm. Great show, Sherlock.
Okay. But wasn't nominated at the Oscars last night.
No.
But for Best Supporting Actor, Sean.
Hayes.
Sean Hayes won for One Battle.
Down.
Still One Battle Down. And that same movie won Best Director, Paul.
Rudd.
Paul Rudd won Best Director for that. So you guys, she loves movies. I want to see if you can actually guess one.
I'm trying.
What do you think won Best Animated Feature?
Let's see. Best Animated Feature. I am unaware of anything that has come out in the last year.
Really? We almost had a birthday party themed this, but that went back and forth.
Minecraft or something?
Minecraft?
I don't know. Didn't he say Minecraft once or something? Did a birthday party themed this?
Yeah, we almost did. He went back and forth. He changed his mind a lot.
I have no idea.
I'll give you another hint. It also won Best Original Song at the Oscars.
Oh. One Fine Day.
I'll give you another
hint. Sequel to One Battle
give
Down.
Give you another hint. Our son told me he had a nightmare last week where...
K-pop Demon Hunters?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yes.
One Best Animated Feature and Best Song for... We don't have the rights. You can't sing the whole thing.
Golden,
yes. See, I knew you'd get one.
It's so weird because like the streaming stuff now confuses my brain because I wouldn't have ever thought that because it's like just on Netflix. It wasn't out in the, or as our kids say it, Netflix.
Netflix. Yeah, I think to qualify, I don't know. It used to be, it had to be like in a theater for a week or something, in a certain mm-hmm. amount of theaters to qualify.
Know.
But now, yeah, I wonder if it can just be streaming.
Well, clearly, because K-pop Demon Hunters wasn't in
Well, there was
theaters.
Another Netflix movie that's great and devastating called Train Dreams, but I don't know if that was out in theaters.
I don't know.
But yeah, you love the Oscars.
I love the Oscars.
You know, it's funny. I couldn't care less either. I like seeing these movies and seeing the performances. But like, I remember when I first moved to LA as like a young actor, people were like in, like had Oscar parties and there would be like brackets or not brackets because that's the March Madness. But like, there'd be like a sheet where you pick who you think's going to win. You predict who's going to win. And there's like a pot of money and whoever gets the most things right would win the money, and there'd just be like Oscar parties like every year when we were like
young actors
with dreams thinking one day it would be us up there.
Right. I wonder if this is just a personal experience or if this is a worldwide shared experience. But I feel like growing up, the Oscars and the Tonys and the Emmys and all the different award shows, even if I didn't really watch them, I knew they were happening because people would talk about it. It was like, what was good? Oh, the Grammys are this week or the Oscars are this week or whatever. People talked about it.
Yeah, that's completely
and
gone
now,
away.
Like, so I don't find out about them until they've already happened and like a clip will pop up of someone on the red carpet saying something funny or something on a social media app. I'm like, Oh, what award show is this?
Yeah. I mean,
and that's how I found out about every award show in the last year too.
Other more important things going on in the world.
I just feel like they're promoted so much on like mainstream television. Like back in the day, it was like you knew something was gonna, an award show was coming. And now since no one really watches like TV, regular TV, like everyone just watches streaming stuff.
Yeah.
I would have known. Did you know they were happening?
No.
I didn't either.
No, I didn't.
I feel like that's so crazy.
Yeah. Till I got like a news alert that like so-and-so.
I wonder, is that a universal experience? I'm curious. Like if that's how it is for everyone now that like they happen and we're all like, oh, that happened. Okay.
Remember when it was a big deal, the MTV Music Video Awards? That was like a big deal.
They all were.
Do they still do that?
I don't know. I don't remember which ones are which.
Music videos?
They're all kind of blend together.
The MTV Movie Awards was kind of a joke, but like the Music Video Awards was like,
yeah,
it was king. Back when like TRL.
TRL, the good old days.
Yeah.
Lovey.
Would you rush home from school to watch TRL? Carson Daly?
I didn't rush home from school to watch it, but I did watch all that stuff. I the stuff I liked on MTV or VH1 or whatever was like behind the scenes of the music videos. Like I love that. The making of like music videos with like Britney Spears or NSYNC. And then there was one where they'd pick a random fan and they got to recreate a music video.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember this one girl.
That was a show? That was like the premise of a show?
Yes, it was great. There was this one girl who was picked to do Slave for You by Britney Spears, which looking back, interesting choice of song lyrics, but...
That's the one with the snake?
Yeah, and the panties over the jeans. And the girl, they like...
Panties over the jeans?
Yes. Hot panties pink over? Panties over her jeans.
Like full-length jeans or jean shorts?
Full-length jeans.
She wore pink underwear or...
Yeah.
Full-length denim?
Yes. How do you not know this?
I don't.
This is like a cultural, like...
What music video is this?
Slave for You.
Okay.
Anyway, they this girl, she got to remake the music video and they like did her hair. She got to learn the dance and like... They fully redo the music video and I loved that show. Like I loved it. So I was more about like those shows and then the reality shows, like the game show reality shows they had on MTV and VH1, like Next where they'd be on a bus. Do you remember? You probably didn't watch it.
MTV had pretty good reality shows, I feel like.
Very good. There was one called Next where there'd be like three people on a bus and they go and one at a time they'd go out to go on a date. So it'd be like three girls on a bus and they go one at a time to go on a date with this guy.
Yeah.
And they'd talk for like 2 minutes and the guy would go, Next.
Next.
And then the next girl would come
Wouldn't like his mom be there at the end too? And like, or no, the girls' moms would be there. He would like meet their moms first. And then he would pick which one he wanted to date based off their moms.
That was a different one. That was a different one. But maybe that was the one. There was one where like they got to tour their room before they met. So they'd go into like the guy's room.
Yeah.
And they'd have like a black light and check if it was like nasty in there or whatever.
Crazy.
They'd look through the room and be like, this guy's room seems interesting. Like I pick him.
What was that?
I don't remember what that show was called, but I loved those shows. Bring back good reality dating shows.
They're still your favorite to this day.
They're so good. But like I would watch that over.
She's not wearing. I'm sorry.
I'm watching the Britney Spears music video. Panties over her jeans. It's the dance portion at the end.
Okay.
And she also, by the way, I can't believe
Oh my God, she is. But they're like shiny. They're not jeans. Shiny pants.
They are jeans. And do not question my knowledge of Britney Spears. How dare you?
Why is there pink underwear over jeans? Over.
She looks hot. And also, she wore them again on stage when she had an actual snake around her neck at some award show. Yeah, she was wearing panties over her jeans at that thing too, on her low-rise jeans. Very, very low-rise. Not Gen Z low-rise. Everyone these days wearing low-rise jeans.
Oh my God, that was
Britney Spears low-rise jeans.
That was 2001?
Britney Spears low-rise jeans and Christina Aguilera low-rise jeans. I mean, those were, you couldn't get lower. You got any lower, it'd be like underneath. Are you watching a?
Well, not. Live, well, I mean, this can't be our podcast. It's just
was
me
you
watching
Britney Spears wearing
Spears
panties
like
over her pants
perform in 2001 at the VMAs. Call back, or is that how we started talking about this?
Oh, maybe she wasn't wearing panties over her jeans at this performance. She was just wearing a green thing.
So iconic that like when we had a 7-year-old birthday party and there were snakes there, there was a similar snake, and every parent there wanted to, you know. Be like, oh, let me do like the Britney Spears photo with the snake. You know what I mean?
It was like one of the most iconic moments.
We're talking
ever.
25 years later, people are still like, Britney Spears, Snake.
There it is. We're watching it right now. She's putting the snake on her.
She gets the snake.
Flynn would
from
know the exact
dancer.
Breed.
Yeah. What an iconic moment, I guess.
So iconic. Anyway, yeah, she wore panties over her pants.
Like, but she certainly wasn't the first person to like have a snake on their shoulders,
you know,
when they performed.
So those makeover shows back in the day were so popular.
Makeover shows.
The one I was talking about was they made this girl over to look like Britney Spears so she could do a Slave for You music video. But there was a bunch of ones like that where they'd make people over to look exactly like a celebrity and they get to redo a music video. And just in general, there were a lot of just like makeover shows back then, I feel.
Sure.
But did you know that
name one?
I just did. My sister-in-law was on one. Did you know this?
No.
Okay. So Jessica was on a makeover show and it was on the TV Guide channel. So this episode of hers played while you're watching the TV Guide channel, waiting to like watching all the channels scroll. Like,
oh yeah, or just lists all everything that's on.
Lists everything on
the TV.
I
didn't know that the TV Guide channel had original programming.
Either. But they had this show and Jessica's on it where they gave her a makeover to look like Veronica Mars because it was one of Jessica's favorite TV shows, because it is an incredible TV show. If you've not seen Veronica
Mars.
Is that
the one with
Kristen Bell?
Yeah. Okay.
It's amazing. I've seen it multiple times.
So weird to find out
in college,
things that you
like
actually
that
watched.
Was genuinely probably my favorite TV show. And I watched it. I made everyone watch it. I thought it was like the best TV show of all time. I love Veronica Mars.
It was like a
Mars.
Procedural. Was she like solving crimes?
Yes. And like her dad was like a detective, like cop, whatever.
And what was and she?
Like a high school student. But she like helped solve crimes. And it's
why was she so good at solving crimes?
Because she's Kristen Bell and she's just quirky and lovable.
Was her name Veronica Mars?
Yes.
It wasn't like a play on something?
Her name was Veronica
Her last
Mars.
Name was Mars?
Yes.
It's a good character name.
It's so good, you guys. It's on Netflix now. I've been thinking about watching it because I loved it so much. Okay. Anyway, she loved it. She's the one who got me into it. Actually, Jessica's the reason I read Hunger Games. She's the person who got me to read Twilight. She's the person who got me to watch Veronica Mars. And these ended up all being some of my favorite things. Anyway, there is an episode somewhere in the world of some TV Guide channel show of Jessica getting a full-on makeover to look like Veronica Mars. They dyed her hair bleach blonde and like straightened
really
it, gave
did.
It a cut and gave her like clothes and all the stuff. Like she did a full-on Veronica Mars makeover.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That was like all the rage back then. It's like those like makeover shows.
I bet you we could like look it up. We should do our research for this, but I bet you, yeah, the old MTV like programming.
It's all so good.
Yeah, but I can't think of any of it right now other than like, you know,
all the ones I just said.
Road rules.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
There are great shows.
Mm-hmm. did you have a I don't think I genuinely did my relax yet, but did you have one?
I do, talk but now? Wait, I thought you did, but you can say what your real one is if it wasn't whatever you said.
Well, I guess it, originally it was the relevance of Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't so relevant.
Well, let me look up what I wrote down because I always am writing down 1,000 things. Oh, this is really stupid. Relax. So I heard someone say the other day, or maybe I said it. I think I said it. Clean as a whistle. I was cleaning our ice machine for days.
There you were.
And when I finished cleaning it, I know. And I said, well, it was already broken, to be fair.
It was dirty.
It was broken. It was.
Well, now it's.
Okay. Anyway, I said it's clean as a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that phrase doesn't make sense.
Because whistles, in my mind,
that's pretty dirty.
Pretty disgusting because you're kind of like blowing spit in it all the time.
Yeah, like I wouldn't share a whistle.
And germs. No, no.
Would you share a whistle with someone?
So did you look up where the expression comes from?
Of course not.
What?
I was just saying that like clean as a whistle.
That. I love the origins of phrases.
I know you do. You love to look those things up. You can do that. But like I said it and then I was thinking like, wait, why is that the phrase to explain how clean something is? Like that's weird. Another one, super weird and not should ever be used. Love, smooth as a baby's bottom. Who did that? Who said that? Why is that a thing people say?
I don't know.
These are not good phrases. That's a weird thing to say. And the fact that it was popular for so long, I don't think, hopefully no one says that anymore. Smooth as a baby's bottom? You're a weirdo. Who said that?
I don't know.
I hate that. And clean as a whistle is just unsanitary and not true. It's a lie. What is it, love? You look it up?
Clean as a whistle originated in the early 19th century, likely involving evolving from clear as a whistle, referring to the pure, sharp sound of a clean, unobstructed whistle.
Oh, so
it just used to be clear as a whistle, but now they just... So this one is actually bullshit.
It's not even... So it's not clean as a whistle. We just have misheard it for years.
Yeah. Many sources believe the idiom originally referred to clear rather than sanitary cleanliness, as a whistle must be clear of debris to produce a high quality sound. So that one... But there are... I've seen TikToks where they talk about all the origins of common phrases like that. And it's always fascinating to me.
Well,
where they actually came from.
I don't like that one. I don't think we should use it anymore.
That's your relax?
Yeah, it is. And it's a good one, actually, because it makes sense. That needs to relax. Don't say clear as a whistle, clean as a whistle, because it doesn't make sense. Clear as a whistle to me doesn't make sense, too. I get that the sound quality is clear and crystal clear, whatever. But like when you think of clear in this day and age, you think of like see-through, like glass, like ice, like, you know.
Yeah.
Not a whistle. And
but it doesn't make sense.
Smooth as a baby's bottom is weirdo.
Unobstructed whistle will make a better sound.
Don't ever say that.
Yeah. Okay.
I hope no one's saying smooth as a baby's bottom anymore. That's freaking weird.
Okay. I won't say it. Go ahead. I had a crazy, crazy dream experience. And I know dream stories are never fun, but I had a very specific, strange kind of dream. And I wonder if this is ever happens to you or it happens to other people. So I'm going to say it on here. I had essentially an Inception dream. I'm like, did this happen to Christopher Nolan? And that's how he came up with that movie. You don't know what I'm talking about. Did you see the movie Inception with DiCaprio? Where they go into a dream and then they go from one dream to another dream.
I've heard of it.
I'm describing it like that, but I'll describe what happened to me was that I had one of those ZQL nights where I didn't get a good night's sleep and I woke up, whatever. In any case, I got the kids off to school and their things in the morning. And then I was like, I'd need to like lay down for a second. You know what I mean? Just take a little power snooze. Maybe I didn't think I was going to fall asleep. Just rest for a second, whatever. But I did fall asleep and I was having a dream. And I, at one point in this dream, which rarely happens to me, became aware that I was in a dream. And so I tried to wake myself up and I did. I woke up in another dream.
Yeah.
Realizing, oh, wait, no, I'm still, this is even weirder. This is a dream. I have to wake up. And I think in my dream, I did something like I had to do something drastic. So I like dove at the floor, like head first. And then I woke up and I was like, phew, I woke up. That was weird. And then then wait a minute. This is weird. I'm in another dream. And this cycle continued for like six very specific different scenarios where, and each time I thought I was waking up.
I hate that.
And I was just I would wake up and I would think I had woken up and I wouldn't realize it was another dream for like a minute. And it was so true. This is only the second time this has happened to me that I can recall. This was just the other day, but it was so bizarre that by the last dream, I just started screaming and everyone's like that as loud as I could in everyone's faces to get myself to wake up. And then I just like finally actually woke up. So it wasn't like sleep paralysis, but it was like I was stuck in dreams and I couldn't wake up out of them, even though I kept being aware that I was in dream. And you know what I mean? And it wouldn't be, it was like, I'm trying to think of specifics, but like we were in our yard, but our yard was on a creek. Still thought it was totally real. And then our neighbors were all fishing. And I was like, what are you guys fishing for? And then they had very scary faces. And they were like, we're fishing for these. And it was like, you know, some fish doesn't exist. This like giant balloon fish. Hmm. And I was like, oh, wait, I don't live on a creek. I don't have neighbors that are fishing for weird balloon fish. I'm in a dream. Dive at the ground so that you wake up. And it just, I know dream stories are so boring. I'm boring you
No,
to
you're
death.
Not boring me. I'm just listening.
But it was kind of scary, but kind of very fun. I don't know.
Fun.
It was interesting. It was weird, but like, like when I finally woke up, I was like, holy, like I was like, that was not restful. Like I was like, my brain was going through some shit.
Right.
It was crazy.
Yeah. I think that,
that ever happened to you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a very common thing, isn't it?
I don't, not for me. Normally,
not to dream, do it six times in a row. Normally, dreams though,
are like kind of sync, you know, dreams, I mean, let's be real. They're always nightmares. You know what I mean? And then if I have one, then I wake up, you know?
Yeah. I think that like I'm, when I become aware of a dream, that I'm in a dream and I try to wake up, that usually happens a couple times. So the fact that it happened over and over again, maybe that's pretty rare. I don't think that that's ever happened to
like
me.
Like 5 times.
But you know that that's like supposedly like you can hone in that as a skill.
I mean, they say that. I know there's
no, there's people that like have alternate realities in their dreams that like live a life. Like
they, I know there's a whole really good movie about it. A Richard Linklater movie about it. Yeah. You can train yourself to do that.
Like they live a whole life in their dreams. Like they have like, they're very consciously aware. I buy it. I believe it.
I don't believe that.
I do.
I don't think you can control your subconscious that much.
I think you can, because people do.
People say they do, but you can't. It's not something you can't. You can't prove that.
I don't need to prove it. I believe.
And also, you dreamed it, so like you know what I mean. It's like, I don't know. These things are foggy. You know what I mean.
I just disagree. My dreams are so intensely vivid and insane. That to me, it's like very obviously plausible. Like that's a thing. I just don't want to do it because like my dreams are awful. I don't want to stay there.
Well, I couldn't even tell you because I literally don't remember any. It's rare that I have somewhere I can tell you about like the guys fishing for weird fish because I almost never. And I know I had 5 other segments, but I couldn't tell you any other details.
I think that like one of the reasons my dreams are foggy like that too, where it's like I remember most of it or some of it, but not all of it. And it's like a little foggy, but I've had so many dreams where I wake up and then something happens that just happened in the dream that I'm like, there's got to be some connection with dreams in life that like doesn't make it like, and I'm not talking like something happened to me during the day and then I dreamt about it. I'm talking like one time I had a dream that I was a bear came in my room and had a fish in its mouth. Like it was so weird. Like I had a dream that I woken up like by my alarm, like by my phone, and in my room was a bear with a fish in its mouth. And I was like, oh my God. And then I woke up for real and I had text messages from a friend, and I text my friend. I was like, oh my God, your text just woke me up. I was having this crazy dream that there was a bear in my room with a fish in its mouth. And my friend was like, what? That's so oddly specific. Right before I text you, I got an ad on my phone for a video game where there was the picture was a bear with a fish in its mouth. And then I was like, oh, I need to text Colleen. And then I text you. Like, that's crazy.
That's a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence.
Your brain didn't predict
the
future ad on your friend's phone. That's literally the definition of, wow, what a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence. That's too specific. A coincidence would be like,
you're saying a coincidence can't be specific? Love, it's just a
love. That's so weird. And the fact that I was, whatever. Another time I had a dream. I was eating In-N-Out. I was eating a cheeseburger.
Yum.
Awoken again by a text by a friend. And the text said, hey, do you want In-N-Out? And I was eating it in the dream. I was awoken eating a burger in my dream.
To be fair, I'm sure you love In-N-Out. So I'm sure 50% of your dreams.
I've never had a dream about me eating In-N-Out before. I wish I had that dream every day.
Love it. Again,
it's not a coincidence.
Hold your hand for this. Coincidence.
Not a coincidence.
Quinky dink.
I am psychic. Quinky. I'm psychic.
I'm gonna read some comments since we always.
Yeah, we always say we never do.
But we never do. Well, guess what?
What?
We're gonna.
What are they, love?
This is from Nicole. She says, it looks like this is in reference to your book. So we talked about what your book, what category it. Self-help.
It is under self-help and miscellaneous.
It looks like it's categorized in humor on the website. It also says the book debuted at number one on the Publishers Weekly hardcover nonfiction bestsellers list and New York Times bestseller list in for advice, how-to, and miscellaneous.
Mm-hmm.
So it did. It was in that section. Whoops.
Advice, how-to, and miscellaneous.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would qualify as miscellaneous under those three. That makes sense.
Jill says, or Jilly Edge says, I'm pretty sure I've never seen Napoleon Dynamite after the credits, and I have the movie. I gotta go check that out right now.
Oh, it's so
I'm not
good.
The only one.
It's so good.
That loved the movie, owned the movie, had the poster, but never was aware that there was a post credits scene. Summer Rosalie says, I'll be at your Atlanta show for my birthday. I'm
Happy
so
birthday.
Excited to see you perform and hopefully meet you.
Then Eric's that, gonna be there. Then I just bought our like flights. This. Eric's coming to that.
This
one.
Emoji.
Should I kept that a surprise that you're coming?
What?
I just said you're coming.
Am I?
Oh, please.
Napoleon, this is from Janice. Napoleon Dynamite is a great movie. Thank you for, yes, I am reading your comment. And she says, I'm excited to come to your show in Philly. It's about 30 minutes from me.
Thank you for coming to the show. I'm so excited.
We'll see you there, Janice. Okay, this is from Chloe Luis. Perfect time to listen while I feed my bub to sleep. Party emoji.
Feed my bub?
You tell me. This is for me, it's more of a, I have a question here.
Why are you feeding a bub to sleep?
It's perfect. So whenever this came out.
Feed my bub. So maybe feeding her baby to sleep. Like she's breastfeeding her baby to sleep.
You think a bub means baby?
Perhaps. That's something that makes sense to me. Because what do you feed to sleep? A baby? You breastfeed to
sleep? Well, it could be a bubbler.
It's a bubbler.
It's like a thing you smoke. It's like a water marijuana pipe.
Why would you feed a bubbler to make it go to sleep?
Just it makes sense. You like, you hit the bubbler and then you go to listen to a podcast.
I don't know.
And go to sleep.
What I thought. I right.
But I wasn't sure. I think yours. Yeah. Feed my bub.
Yeah. Feed my little baby to sleep. Your rocking chair, breastfeeding. Those are days. Flynn was, man, he was the goat at breastfeeding. He was so good at that.
At create, consider, connect, and then some digits said, we were an earnest family too, Fly Guy. Props for keeping the Fly Guy nickname alive. Love that for me. But the idea of being an earnest family, yes. Yes.
You're talking about the
these
movies.
Are my people. That yes, if you were raised okay, on the earnest
could,
movies.
Earnest could mean like earnest people. Like so.
Oh, no. I mean
so
like.
Could have been taken that way.
I mean like Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah, yeah. Ernest the movie.
Yes, it's. I think the humor that I was raised with was so great. My dad loved
Ernest was the Dr. Claw, right? With the guy, the hand guy.
Yeah.
That's that guy.
Well, yeah. I mean,
was it Dr. Claw? I don't remember.
You know, like Ernest scares
goes to camp.
Ernest goes to camp. Yeah, Ernest but goes to he's jail.
Like,
Ernest
but that's like
stupid.
To me the most memorable thing he did was like this other the bad guy with the hand on his own hand on his head.
He did so many. He's so identifiable to me for so many different reasons, but I think Ernest Goes to Camp is my absolute. I put that in my top five of movies all time. I wonder how it holds up. Be up there with like There Will Be Blood and you know what I mean? And
wow.
Magnolia.
I don't think it holds up. I think it's like.
And Royal Tenenbaums and then Ernest Goes to Camp. Like I'd put
I'm
it,
about to say something really controversial.
What?
No one's going to agree with me on this. I fear Ernest Goes to Camp might be in the same category as like some old Jim Carrey movies. Because, like, I love Jim Carrey. I'm a massive Jim Carrey fan.
You're talking
I
about
really
you,
love Jim Carrey.
You rewatch it and it doesn't, it's not.
If you rewatch, like, Ace Ventura movies, sure, there's parts that are still like, oh, that's really great. Like, he's so funny. You can tell he's a brilliant comedian. But that really broad, facial, wacky is very, like, 90s. Like,
oh my gosh.
Dude humor. And I don't
Ernest
think
goes to jail
up.
When he's like the jury member and the pen opens up in his mouth and he gets ink
oh,
all
yeah,
over his
that's
face.
Very funny.
It's so incredible. The true test I feel like would be to like Flynn's almost old enough to show these to Flynn and to see what he thought of
I
it.
I bet you they're not appropriate.
Because that's, I don't know. Because the moral state of appropriateness for children's programming like was different back then.
Yeah.
But the stuff I was raised on, I was going to say was like I'm so grateful to my parents. Like my dad like loved Three Stooges. Mm-hmm. So we would watch like the old black and white Three Stooges when I was a kid. And then Pee Wee's Playhouse. Like, oh my God.
Charlie
like,
Chaplin.
Life changing. Yeah. Like Charlie Chaplin, that kind of stuff. Not so much for me, but like, yeah, it was Three Stooges and Pee Wee and Ernest. And I was like, what these guys, and it's so stupid. Like we were mm-hmm. talking about last week. It's
Mr. Bean was mine.
Mr. Bean. Yes. It was so like Monty Python too.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you ever got that.
Of course.
But it was the stuff was so stupid and which is like we said is the best compliment you can give comedy.
Yeah, Monty Python was definitely very popular in my house. The Knights Who Say Nay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just a flesh wound.
I'll fart in your general direction. Come on. Great stuff.
But yes, to hear someone else say we were an earnest family. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah.
We could be friends. And that's it for my comment screenshots, love. The rest Woo-hoo! Of it is just pictures of close up of moths, kid playing T-ball, lizards.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Excited to show me this drawing that he did.
Oh God, he's so cute. Wesley's, the kids have been drawing a lot lately, which I love. Oh man, I haven't even talked about Maisie's new passion hobby is my favorite thing. She draws, you guys, give Maisie an empty notebook. I'm talking like an adult, not a kid notebook or sketchbook, like for adults, like a full, lots and lots and lots of, like hundreds plus pages.
It's a novella.
This girl draws pictures on every single page and tells a story. She draws a picture book on every page and tells a story as she goes. So she'll like draw a picture of a kitty and she'll be like, once upon a time, there was a kitty and she did this and this and this, and then draw the next picture and be like, and then she did this and this and this, and a whole story. And then she found a pet duck, and then the pet duck had babies, and then they decided they were hungry. And so then they made fish for dinner and they ate fish, but they almost ate mommy's fish. Like in every page, she draws all these characters and like, she has been filling notebooks with pictures, and she tells you the story as she goes. So she doesn't know the story until she's drawing, and then she draws. It's incredible.
Love it.
And it's all from memory, like the pictures she draws. So she'll draw different animals, different people, different settings, different houses. And she never looks at anything for like reference, but she can like better than me draw like the shape of a duck or like the shape of a anything. Like she can draw everything really well from her mind. And that's a very impressive to me because I feel like I always need a reference.
It's so crazy how they are who they are because they all have like different random talent, like super talents.
Well,
like,
yeah. Think about what did Maisie love when she, before she could talk? Books.
Yeah.
She just was fascinated with squeal at books.
Yeah.
Flynn's always loved bugs and been fascinated by bugs. Like they're just, they are who they are. And it's so cool. Anyway, it's been really fun. I don't know why I'm talking about that, but we're going to go. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Wait, one last thing. I saw a TikTok comment. I already did that.
Okay. Go ahead.
You want me to do it again?
Sure.
Every day?
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok comment on someone else's TikTok, but just reminded me of something that would be totally up your alley. I wanted to see what you thought about this. But someone said, warm water tastes round, cold water tastes pointy.
Warm water does not taste round to me. Cold water is sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say pointy, but it is like, yeah, I guess pointy could work, sharp. Cold water is, wait, warm water?
Warm water tastes round, cold water tastes pointy.
Cold water is definitely pointy, it's sharp. Warm water is straight. It's like a line.
Straight?
Oh, okay. Like flat.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's like...
What a way to end it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like a straight line.
I thought you were passionate about weird conversations about like...
I love this conversation and I'm giving my opinion. And I think round is incorrect for warm water.
When I heard it, I was like, yeah, warm water tastes kind of round.
No, it doesn't. Not to me.
Straight.
It's like flat and straight. It's just like it's not interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's
well, when do you drink warm water? Like tea?
I don't like it. It's not something I'm going to drink.
When would you ever drink warm water? In what scenario is someone drinking just hot water?
I don't know, but I'm not going to drink it. And if I do, it's not round. It's not round.
Would anyone for ever reason ever drink plain hot water?
No.
Because if your throat hurts, but you would put like lemon and honey in it. But like if you're thirsty, you drink cold water. Are there people that are like, I prefer it hot?
I don't know, love. But it's not round. It's not.
Great, great way to end the podcast this week.
Bye, everyone.